Let me say thank you to the government of Ghana, and I'm sure the good people of Ghana are excited that for one, the government seem to want to listen to what the people speak against. This is one policy that clearly was contravening the rules of natural justice that says that you do not punish my brother for my offense, nor the vice versa. And so we went to the root of this road accident or carnage issue, and we were looking for preventive solutions. Unfortunately, what this policy was offering was more of a corrective solution than a preventive. We have said that we would cooperate fully with the National Road Safety Management, Road Safety Commission, and every other body that is interested in getting to the preventive bit. How are the vehicles breaking down? What sort of vehicles are breaking down?
Mr. Amoah noted that the problem of broken down vehicles does not need a collection of money, but a more holistic approach to tackle it.
We have said that road safety would need a much more holistic approach to ensure that Ghanaian lives are preserved and not just collecting of monies. Monies are already being collected. There are very fantastic rules already in our statutes which, when enforced, would get our roads much safer than they are. We would then insist that the right things be done and we will not end up going back to the very people who are already overburdened, fed up with new taxes or new levies or new money collection altogether.
If we are to deal with the problem of broken down vehicles, how best can we go around it?
We have said that if you do a quick check around, you would realize that you don't find that many saloon cars abandoned, no. Most saloon cars, even before they break down, would have given you some warning signals and the drivers could actually move them to a safer point before eventually attending to them. What you find mostly are the bigger trucks, and most of these bigger trucks are not the trucks that you will probably see 10-year-old or even 15-year-old. Most are overaged, completely overaged. And you meet some of them, you are wondering, how did this vehicle pass the roadworthy, you know, check to even end up on the road in the first place, to end up breaking down in the second, you know, instance? So there are corrective measures. If every vehicle indeed is going through the DVLA every year for a routine and a rigorous check, I am quite certain that before the DVLA would even have passed some of these very, very overaged trucks and bigger vehicles, some would have been cleared off our streets altogether, and the incidences of broken down vehicles would have in itself reduced.
Convener of the Coalition Against Mandatory Towing Levy and Executive Secretary of COPEG, Duncan Amoah.